Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast.
Just in at elevatorbooks.com is a new book from Springer Publishing, Assessment of Total Evacuation Systems in Tall Buildings. It investigates occupant relocation and evacuation strategies involving the exit stairs, elevators, sky bridges, and combinations thereof.
This book also serves as a tool for analyzing evacuation methods and efficient exit strategies. For more information and to order your copy, visit elevatorbooks.com by clicking on the link in the show notes.
This is your daily industry news update for February 14th, 2017. In today's news, Hyundai Elevator plans to expand. Aitken Spence Elevators has received ISO certification. Elevator World correspondent Dr. Lee Gray will present a lecture on 1870s elevators. And new renderings are shown for a condo tower in New York City.
South Korea newspaper Pulse reported Hyundai Elevator Company of South Korea plans to acquire or build a factory in Turkey, having entered the market last year. Additionally, the company intends to enter India either in joint venture or independent capacity this year. It sees the moves as a stepping stone for entering the Eastern European elevator market. Its other growth plans include the 2019 completion of a second plant in China near Shanghai and reinforcing its maintenance division in South Korea, where the segment provides 20 to 30% of operating income.
Mirror Business reported Aitken Spence Elevators, sole Otis distributor in Sri Lanka, was recently awarded the ISO 9001:2008 certification for its quality management system, or QMS, by SGS Lanka Limited. The certification includes sales, marketing, installation, testing, commissioning, and maintenance of Otis elevators, escalators, and moving walks. It is provided to organizations that demonstrate their QMS has the robust ability to consistently fulfill customer requirements as well as statutory needs. It also indicates the organization is committed to continually enhancing customer satisfaction through the application of the management system with processes in place for nonconformance management and improvement.
Author, professor of architectural history, and Elevator World correspondent Dr. Lee Gray will be speaking at a skyscraper museum symposium in New York City on March 10th. He will present Riding High in the Age of Masonry, Elevators in Office Buildings, 1870 to 1875. It is part of the third session of the 10 and Taller event, held in conjunction with the museum's current exhibition and taking place at the Cornell AAP facility at 26 Broadway on the 20th floor. To RSVP, email the Skyscraper Museum at programs@skyscraper.org.
Curb New York reported new renderings show a 43-story, 642-foot tall tower that will contain more than 50 residences where Tribeca and the Financial District meet in New York City. Construction began in summer 2016 on the tower at 45 Park Place, which is also set to have 1,089 square feet of retail. Soho Properties is the developer, with Soma Architects, the design architect, and Leva Architects, the executive/residential architect. If the developer's vision comes to fruition, it will have an Islamic museum and cultural center next door, on the site of the proposed Park 51, also called the Ground Zero Mosque. Completion is anticipated by the end of 2018.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com. And for information on how to reach the elevator and escalator market in the Middle East and North Africa region, visit elevatorworldmiddleeast.com.